This show furnished by Taste Bud Entertainment.
Welcome to a delicious hour of culinary conversation with Chef Jamie Gwen. Dish with celebrity chefs, cookbook authors, trendsetters, and food experts, and gain inspirational ideas to feed your soul. You'll learn kitchen wisdom, wine education, and lifestyle tips, and you'll eat and drink like never before. Food and Wine with Chef Jamie Gwen starts now.
A very good weekend to you, food lovers. Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio. I like to think of chefs as artists. As chefs, we love crafting signature dishes and folding in our own creative touches, letting little bits of our personalities marinate through, and blending textures and flavors to create that ultimate experience. That's my specialty, and you will learn it all here. So don't touch your dial, because this show is about to feed your soul. You'll hear about food and prose, wine, drinks, travel, fitness, health, and more. It's all covered, and every weekend it delights me to share my passion with you. I'm always serving up seconds at chefjamie.com, and podcasts of this show are posted on my website. In just one click of your mouse, you can catch all the shows you might have missed. You'll find my podcasts on iTunes as well, and find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram with my daily dish at Chef Jamie Gwen. So let me set the table for you today. We are learning the French art of making a home from Danielle Postel Vinay coming up in a little bit. We'll also do some grand grilling with pitmaster Joe Pennell. He's going to school us on the art of smoking. And before the end of the hour, Jules Aaron is nourishing your skin with foods that make you glow from the inside out. So do stay tuned. But first, a while ago, black garlic began popping up on menus across the country, and I started researching it and searching for it and cooking with it and consuming it in very large quantities because I think I might be slightly addicted. Now black garlic is everywhere, and I mentioned it a few weeks back on the show, and I received multiple inquiries on how to use it, and I want you to be in the know. So this is a refresher course, although you might learn something new, about black garlic, which is well worth seeking out. And by the way, my produce company of choice, Melissa's Produce, stocks it, so you can have it in 2 days and start cooking to your heart's delight. The fermented garlic delivers this molasses sweetness and a very soft, fudgy texture, similar to that of roasted garlic, but a little firmer, with a gently pungent funk. Now, if you love anything fermented, you too will be hooked. It also almost has this sort of charred component to it. Like if you could imagine pureeing shiitake mushrooms with soy sauce, it would be that same intense flavor. Now, black garlic is where sweet meets savory. It's the perfect mix of molasses-like richness with the tangy, bitey garlic undertones. And it has a tender, almost jelly-like texture, but this melt-in-your-mouth consistency that is similar to dried fruit, like a dried apricot. And it is as delicious as it is unique. Now, black garlic is actually a type of caramelized garlic. It's a Maillard reaction, not actually fermentation, although it represents the flavor of fermentation that you know. It was first used as an ingredient in Asian cuisine. It doesn't have any additives. It's not inoculated with any sort of culture or a fermenting agent, if that is of concern to you. Its color actually comes from a several weeks long heating and drying process. And by the way, it's black and it looks odd sitting on your kitchen counter, and people will ask, what is that? But the process itself slowly caramelizes and concentrates the flavors. And what they do is they heat whole bulbs of garlic in the skin over the course of several weeks, and it produces, the process itself, black cloves. Now, the taste, if I were to try to equate it to something, is very syrupy, like balsamic vinegar meets tamarind. And if you love balsamic, you will fall in love with black garlic. And the popularity of black garlic, rather, has spread to the U.S. It's really becoming like the it ingredient. And it's matte black and it's gooey soft. And trust me, if you found it on your kitchen counter and you didn't know what it was, or if that, you know, it was supposed to be black, you'd probably think it had gone rotten. Now, this age itself not only gives it color, but it gives it fabulous depth of flavor. And check this out, twice the antioxidants as regular garlic. That's pretty cool. And the taste is out of this world. It's for in-the-know chefs, like the shortcut to adding umami. It's the je ne sais quoi, as they say in French. The what is that? I can't put my finger on it. But man, that tastes good. And I put it in everything from mayonnaise to steak. So how should you use it? Well, it comes in a bulb and it's all soft, like if you roasted garlic, and you remove the cloves from the bulb and then you use them whole, or you can puree them. I actually like to put them out on a cutting board, and I'll use my chef's knife to chop and then spread, chop and then spread. You get a gooey paste pretty easily that way. And last time I seared a big, beautiful ribeye steak. You could do a fillet, any cut that you like. Once it came out of the oven to rest, I spread it with the black garlic, and the aroma from the heat of the steak started to waft through the kitchen. Then, of course, when you dug in, you've got the richness of the steak and this pungent, balsamic-y, garlic-infused flavor from this black garlic crust that took just one swipe of the knife. And, oh, it was so good. Now, you can use the black garlic as you would roasted garlic. So you could puree it with oil and smear it on a crostini. You could incorporate it or rub it into a whole chicken or onto fish. Something sturdy, please, like swordfish would be great, before you roast it. I mix it with mayonnaise and spread it on bread when I make a sandwich to make it come alive with flavor. I scatter the cloves on the baking sheet after I've roasted vegetables. And I even make a black garlic vinaigrette that is intensely good. A cream of mushroom soup with black garlic, absolutely brilliant. Roasted potatoes with black garlic, oh yes. And by the way, if you search hard and long, you will find it powdered somewhere on the internet. It's like umami fairy dust. It is. Sprinkle it on anything that needs some earthiness and depth. And I'm telling you, you won't be able to get enough. So I do hope you get some black garlic and try using it. Let me know what you think about it, if you think it's as extraordinary as I do. And then please email me with your black garlic inspiration. I'll take your cooking questions as well at Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, at chefjamie.com. Okay, it's time for food news, because you should be in the know. Ironically, though, this is the kind of bad news that's best served with a stiff drink. The price of supermarket wine, like Prosecco, Pinot Grigio, maybe you're buying at a wine store, but not the highest end. You know, the more everyday drinking wines in those categories will rise this year by 30%. It is the impact of 2017's disastrous harvest. And I'm sorry to break the news to you, but global wine production slumped to its lowest level in more than 50 years last year, after vines in the world's top three producers, which are France, Spain, and Italy, were ravaged by what were extreme temperature conditions, hot and cold weather. And the hard-hit regions include those that produce Prosecco, Pinot Grigio, and Rioja, mostly. And those are the larger quantities of the affordable wines that are sold mass market. Now, Prosecco was very hard hit by frost, so there will be less of it. The price will go up. Rioja will be the next grape varietal to rise in price. And from the articles and studies that I've read, the International Organization of Vine and Wine has estimated that global wine production dropped 8% last year, which is, by the way, the worst global harvest since 1961. Last month, the Bordeaux Wine Council said that production in France's largest wine growing region was down 40%. 8%. Really unbelievable numbers. Now, a supermarket spokesperson was quoted as saying that they are trying hard to keep wine affordable, but that bottle of Pinot Grigio that you love, well, it's time to stock up because there is no guarantee where that price is rising to. I'm really sorry to be a downer. How about some good food news? Okay. Toblerone ice cream is now available in the UK, and I hope it is coming to the US soon. It is the iconic shape that you know from Toblerone chocolate, the triangle. It's actually an ice cream bar in the shape of a triangle made of milk chocolate and almond nougat with chocolate ice cream inside. Oh, yes. I don't know about you, but I will walk the ice cream aisle in anticipation until it arrives. Yes, I am excited. And that is good food news. Now, Southern California food lovers, I know you are walking the aisles of Smart and Final, because when you shop at Smart and Final, you get value, convenience, and quality. And who doesn't want that? I've shopped at Smart and Final for years, from the time when I was in professional kitchens to for my own, you know, home kitchen and my research and development kitchen today. And Smart and Final is really better than ever. You see, there's no membership fee required, and you will save exceptional money on the items, the products that you're already buying every day at the grocery store. So if you're looking for farmers market freshness with club sizes and smaller sizes, you get large and small at Smart and Final. You'll also find prices up to 25% lower than supermarkets when you shop at Smart and Final. Oh, yes, you get it all. And I am very grateful to have Smart and Final as a supporter of this show, making it possible. So if you're looking for a better supermarket, well, then you should skip the supermarket and go to a Smart and Final store for real savings of up to 25% every day. Check it out. Find a store near you at smartandfinal.com. And oh, don't touch your dial, because there's something really beautiful about the way the French live their lives. Croissant in the morning, wine at night, right? Well, Danielle Postel Vinay married a Frenchman and immersed herself in the French life. And she's going to share with you some of the beautiful insights of the world of living French that I think all of us could impart into our daily lives. Also coming up, it's The Art of Smoking with Joe Pinnell, Pitmaster. And oh, he's got some great tips. Wait till you hear about his pretzels. And Jules Aaron is talking nourish and glow as we eat foods from the inside that make us more wonderful on the outside. You wouldn't want to touch your dial now, would you? There's lots more intriguing and inspiring and stimulating culinary conversation coming up in your radio right after this. I'm Chef Jamie Gwen. Don't go away. Chef Jamie Gwen here. It's time for the Melissa's Produce Pick of the Week, every week from the ordinary to the extraordinary, guaranteeing that the best and freshest worldwide produce anywhere comes from Melissa's. Oh, how I love when Melissa's makes it easy. Have you seen pre-roasted Brussels sprouts yet? Oh, with just a quick heat up on the stovetop or in the microwave, even in the oven, the Brussels sprouts are already roasted for you with a dash of olive oil, salt, and pepper, and they are so delicious. And Melissa's just recently released roasted jalapeno peppers. What a great way to add smoky spiciness to any dish right out of the package. You can look for Melissa's fresh produce and their convenience items in the produce section of your favorite supermarket. Just look for the Melissa's logo where the eye is the carrot. You'll see it by name, or order your produce direct to your front door by going to their website at melissas.com. The best, the freshest worldwide produce anywhere comes from Melissa's.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Bringing you an arsenal of ideas and inspiration in your radio, Chef Jamie Gwen here. How do the French create that alluring, beautiful sanctuary that they call home? Well, Danielle Postel Venet has spent her entire adult life immersed in French culture and has adopted the beautiful French way of living. Having experienced firsthand La Belle Vie, the beautiful life, Danielle is sharing that philosophy of a French home in Home Sweet Maison, The French Art of Making a Home, her first book release on the topic. At the center of the book is the idea that your home should be a reflection of you and your hobbies, your family history, all of the wonderful things that make your life unique. And so she's here to share some cultural history. And I welcome you. Bonjour, Danielle.
Bonjour, Jamie. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, of course. Thank you
for
being
here.
I'm glad to have you. The book is a lovely read. And I think there are so many wonderful traditions to adopt. There's something warm and really beautiful about the French lifestyle. I think we all aspire to aspects of it. If you would talk about the trademarks of a French home, what makes your home unique to you?
Sure. You know, I think that I want to just point out something that you said, that we aspire, many of us aspire to the French lifestyle. And, you know, for a long time, I did just that without really understanding what it was I was aspiring to. You know, like so much of what we think of as French, it's like, oh yes, it's baguettes and it's wine and it's macarons and it's, but what does that mean, right?
Right. A croissant every morning does not make you French.
Right.
Yes.
No, and it doesn't, give you the same feeling, the sort of deep feeling of pleasure that you have when you're in France or when you think of something French. And so I tried to get below the surface, of those ideas and see what really made the French living experience, the French daily experience of living, special. And so Home Sweet Maison is one of those books that bring you into a home step by step. I go through every room in the house, and I bring my readers in and sort of show them the rituals, the traditions, the ways that the French use their homes, and how they, you know, my readers can do that as well. So it's really much more than you know, sort of finding a couple of mirrors and slapping them on the wall or changing your curtains. It's about going deep into the heart and soul of your living space and analyzing what it is.
And give us a tip or two if we wanted to add French flair. Where does one start?
So for the French, and I think it's apt for your show, the French start always with food.
Yes. I love that about them.
Yes, me too. It's one of my favorite things about them. And so their salle à manger, which means dining room, is really the heart of the house. And they really do use their dining room table. You know, you see so many people have beautiful dining rooms and beautiful dining room tables, but they're very rarely used.
Yes.
Well, in France, it's an aspiration and a ritual to use the dining room table every day. Usually, mostly for dinner. And so when I'm in France, and when my husband is French, and when we're at his family's house in Paris, we sit down and we have dinner together. And what that means is putting away your phone, turning off the television, all of the things that distract you, and having a meal together in your dining room. So that's one ritual that I often talk about to people, and is very much part of the book, is, you know, finding a way to use your rooms that bring you connectedness and joy.
Yes.
It's not so much about the color of the dining room or the tablecloth, although those things are very interesting, but it's about finding joy and pleasure in this ritual.
Leave us with the significance of the wine cellar. Of course, wines being central to the good life in France, but really interesting to consider for novices or connoisseurs, that you can structure your wine cellar similar to the French to really appreciate and get the most out of it.
Well, it's interesting because in Paris itself, having a wine cellar is a really big deal.
Yes.
I mean, having a wine cellar anywhere in France is a big deal, but in Paris, because space is at such a premium, and not every apartment has a wine cellar, having one is a big treasure. And the people that I know that have a wine cellar below their apartment really value it. It comes to symbolize something more than just a place to stash your wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's this almost like this treasure chest for the French.
Yeah.
And it's very organized, of course, but it's not like pristine. It's not like a BMW showroom like you see sometimes in the States, like wine cellars that are like chrome and glass. And, you know, there's really this tradition and history about the wine cellar, that it's a place where you put your valuable things that you don't want other people to see. So in the psyche of the French, the wine cellar is very important.
Yes.
You know, I have friends who have moved from France to the States, and they, you know, make a wine cellar in their basement, for example. And it's not, again, it's not about the trappings of the wine cellar, like the technology and all that, although everyone likes that. It's about choosing the bottles that make you happy, that have significance for you, and just actually having a wine cellar, even if it's not the perfect one.
I love the inspiration. I love the warmth that you share. I think there are lessons strewn throughout the book that can better all of our lives. And so congratulations. Thank you for sharing a lifestyle approach that really does make lives better. And kudos to you. It's a beautiful read. If you crave the fabulous French life, make yours a place for conversation and tradition and pleasure. You will find all the secrets in Home Sweet Maison, written by Danielle Postol-Vinay, and available now. And please stay tuned. There's more insight to feed your soul coming up next. Chef Jamie Gwen here. So you need a gallon of milk for cereal this week. Maybe a loaf of bread for school sandwiches. Chicken breasts for grilling for dinner. Well, it's a good thing that Smart and Final has you covered. What if there was a place in your neighborhood where you could find farmers market freshness with sizes large and small, including club sizes to feed a crowd, and prices up to 25% lower than supermarkets? All without a membership fee. Well, that place is Smart and Final. You see, at Smart and Final, you get it all. And Smart and Final and Smart and Final Extra stores are better than ever. You'll find restaurant quality meats and cheeses, those really beautiful quality ingredients you want to serve your family and friends. You'll find all the supplies you need for a weekend party, or March Madness for that matter. You'll even find organics and locally sourced products. Plus, there's some really cool gourmet stuff that you just can't find anywhere else. And you'll find that values at Smart and Final are extraordinary. So if you're looking for a better supermarket, You should skip the supermarket and go to a Smart and Final store for real savings of up to 25% every day. This week, beef loin New York steaks are just $3.99 a pound and fresh Hass avocados are $2 for $1. Check it out. Find a store near you at smartandfinal.com. And did you know that Smart and Final now delivers? Oh, and your first delivery is free.
Talk Radio 790 KBC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. A man from Kenya and a woman from Ethiopia won the 33rd Los Angeles Marathon today. All across L.A., Beverly Hills, and Santa Monica on the Stadium to the Sea course, it was the customary street party extravaganza under cool and cloudy skies. A woman rock climbing in the Cleveland National Forest is dead after falling about 200 feet off a waterfall. A man's body was discovered by firefighters this morning following a house fire in Wilmington. The cause of death is under investigation. And a motorist in his 40s was killed in a fiery crash when his small car slammed into a power pole at an intersection in Granada Hills around 2 a.m. KABC SoCal weather, partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. At Hoffie, making delicious is what they do. Family-owned for over 85 years, Hoffie is true to its roots and embracing the future, honoring tradition with great flavor and quality. Hoffie Original Recipe Beef Franks are made with the highest quality 100% beef and the family's special spice blend. Whether you need a quick, delicious weekday meal or a hearty feast while watching your favorite teams with friends, Hoffie Premium Beef Franks provide the quality and flavor you need. And don't forget Hoffie Bacon-Wrapped Hot Dogs. They've put together two all-time favorites that will make everyone happy. In fact, at Hoffie, that's just what they do. Hoffie, making delicious, making happy. You can stock up on a variety of Hoffie hot dogs at Smart and Final stores in Southern California and find recipes and ideas for dinner tonight at HoffieBrand.com.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress starting at just $600. Just go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our two-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress made just for you with a 100-night sleep trial and financing as low as 0%. For a limited time, get $50 off your mattress order when you go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio. That's HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Motel 6 is still the place to save money as you travel down the highway. Or, for you Californians, the freeway. Whether you're on a cross-country trek on Interstate 10 or a fun jaunt up State Route 1, aka the 10 or the PCH, there's probably one of our more than 1,400 locations right down the road. Or for Californians, just over the hill. But it's rush hour, so I'd take the canyon. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
The KABC $500 high-low game is back. Listen for the cue to call at 6, 9, noon, and 3. If you're caller 7 and you give us the lucky number, we'll give you $500 in cash. Guess wrong? And you still win a $25 gift card to Bristol Farms, your Southern California local food store since 1982. 790 KABC, where the C stands for cash.
Welcome back, Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio. There's nothing like the aroma of wood smoke wafting from your barbecue. And we're nearing barbecue season because spring is hopefully coming soon across the country. So we're gearing up for grand grilling. If the pastime is more of an obsession for you, well, then this is your conversation. We're starting a series of grilling expertise to last this whole year through with Joe Pennell, the official pitmaster for Twin Eagles Grills, my barbecue of choice. So you're going to learn to be a master griller. Grab your wood chips and stay tuned because we're smoking today with Joe, a Kansas City Barbecue Society certified barbecue judge and a medal-winning competitor on the barbecue circuit. This is all about the art of smoking, and I'm glad to have you here. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Jamie.
Okay. Let's start at the beginning, because there really is nothing like the aroma, the flavor, the long finish of wood smoke on meat. Wood is everything. I know you do, because everything I've tasted off your grill is scrumptious. But wood comes in lots of forms. So start us off. Give us the beginning tutorial on the art of smoking.
Well, like you said, wood comes in a lot of forms. You have charcoal briquettes, to lump charcoal, to wood chips, to wood chunks, to wood pellets. And you have tons of different styles of cooking. So, in my backyard, I try to have one of everything. I have my Weber kettle, I have my pellet smoker, my charcoal smoker, and my gas grill, depending on what my mood is for that evening for cooking.
Sure. And I have my Twin Eagles grill, because I'm a girl at the grill, as you know.
Absolutely.
And I have a smoking box, and I love it. I also use an aluminum pie pan on the top of the grill grates that I poked holes in and lay in soaked chips, and it just fills with fabulous flavor and, you know, makes my neighbors jealous. I love that.
Absolutely. No, I've done that as well. I've actually, on my Twin Eagles gas grill, I have enough room on the top warming rack. It's extra large, where I smoked a brisket and a pork butt using my Twin Eagles smoker box, and I've actually used wood pellets in there. I like to use a fruit wood.
Nice.
It gives a nice color to the meat, nice red mahogany color.
Yes.
And that blasts it and gets that nice smoke ring that you're looking for.
Yeah, there's lots of ways to smoke. Let's talk
Absolutely.
About flavors of wood. So I had an experience in the Pacific Northwest that I don't think I'll ever forget, and it was applewood smoked salmon, and I can still taste it. I really can. There is something about finding, and I talk about this a lot, cook to please your own palate. Finding a wood that you love could be pecan or cherry, and I know you'll list them for us, but there are so many choices, and the smoke and the flavor is different with each of them.
Yes, absolutely. No, my favorites are apple and cherry as well. I love the fruit wood.
Yes.
On beef, I like to mix in maybe a little bit of oak and cherry.
Oh, nice.
To get more of that woodsy flavor to the beef. But, more delicate meats, such as, like, chicken or fish, I like to use the apple or cherry by itself.
Like the softer flavors, I would call them. I buy mine in chips, and I soak them for 30 minutes. Any tips there?
Perfect.
Good? Okay.
Perfect, yeah. I do the same thing. I try to soak them for at least an hour. Really get them nice and wet.
Okay.
Drain all the water out of it.
Right.
Then put it in your smoker box when it's cold. And it warm up. And as you turn that barbecue on, your chips are already in there. Warm it up with the barbecue. And once that smoke starts to happen, time to put your food on.
Very smart. There are a few different methods of smoking, no matter what vessel you're using. Talk to low and slow versus hot and fast, and the applications that apply, please. School us.
Sure. Low and slow typically is around 225. So if I'm doing a whole brisket, let's say around 18 pounds, at 225, it's going to take you anywhere from 12 to 16 hours to cook it. Now, the advantages of low and slow, it's very difficult to ruin the meat. Now, hot and fast, which I prefer, I can do that same brisket in 6 hours, so, less than half the time. But the risk of ruining your meat goes up a lot higher, so you got to really be on top of it. You can't walk away for half an hour, because your meat can go from a nice mahogany red to a black in that 30 minutes.
Sure. So
you got to be very careful. But my preferred method is hot and fast, because I don't want to be up all night tending to my barbecue.
Is there any way not to? Is there a low and slow version that allows hands-off cooking?
Well, with all the modern-day technology and all the different food probes out there with the wireless connections, it's nice to be able to sit in your house, and you can check your phone.
Oh, yeah, and hold your iPad, right.
Yeah, check your iPad or your phone and see exactly what the temperature of your smoker is, what the temperature of your meat, and that takes a lot of work out of it. But
Very
with me,
cool.
I really go by color.
Okay.
And in the competition world, the appearance of the meat is just as important as the tenderness and flavor.
Mm.
So we have to make sure that appearance is perfect.
Of course.
And so I need to make sure I'm there in person tending to the grill.
And if you are smoking for the art of smoking, then the thrill is in the process. And so you're engaged in it, right? I mean, that's your barbecue high, to watch that brisket elevate to that point of perfection.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, finishing the most important part. Every step is extremely important, but making sure you pull that meat off at just the right time.
Mm.
And you know, luckily for me, my job, I work for Twin Eagles directly, but it's also my hobby, so I get to go home and cook for my family and friends.
I love that. I didn't see that invitation come for next weekend's barbecue, but I'll wait. Don't worry. I'll watch for
it. It's in the mail.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Check's in the mail. Let's talk about the much sought-after smoke ring, which, by the way, does fall under the definition of culinary hero.
Yes.
It does. The smoke ring is what every great griller or smoker aspires to.
Yes, it makes it great for presentation. And you know, when you're smoking that low and slow versus hot and fast, the low and slow, you'll see, in my opinion, I've seen a thicker smoke ring than the hot and fast. It doesn't have as much time to really allow that smoke to hit the meat. You'll still get a smoke ring either way. I just found the low and slow, you'll get a larger ring.
Okay, and the ring is on the exterior of the meat, and it's a determination of exactly what. I mean, in the competition world, is it as prized as I might think of it?
Well, no. Actually, as a judge, one of the things you cannot judge on is that smoke ring, because
really?
It can be artificially done, yes.
Fascinating.
So so when the judge is looking at appearance, they're looking at more how the sauce is evenly glazed, how the meat is positioned in the box, more than they are looking at the smoke ring. You're not allowed to judge on that ring.
How interesting. I still want to attain it.
Absolutely.
I really do. Everyone does.
And we all do.
Yes.
And we all do.
Yes, we do. Okay, so tell us what you've smoked lately. What's on the smoker today?
Well currently, I have on my countertop two brisket flats that I'm sous vide at 150 degrees for 36 hours.
Nice.
And then I'm going to put that on the smoker, and I'm going to make some pastrami sandwiches with it.
Oh, of course
you
are.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. And then from the big cuts to even the small, I wanted you to know that I recently smoked salt on my Twin Eagles grill. It was really fun, I have to say. Whether you have a small smoking box like countertop, or you're using a Twin Eagles grill, or you're a serious smoker, mm-hmm. I took a pie pan of kosher salt and decided, because I was smoking salmon on the gas grill I love anyway, I would see if I could mm-hmm. infuse some flavor. And I will tell you, it's brilliant. I mean, it is smoky and fabulous on the nose, but it's permeating my dishes too. So you do get that essence of smoke from the salt, and I'm thinking it's going to be my new gift of food for everyone I love.
You know, that is such a great idea, the smoked salt. I have not tried that, but what I have done on the Twin Eagles, I bought large pretzel sticks, and I smoked pretzel sticks as well as nuts.
No way!
For the holidays, I took those pretzel sticks and dipped them in chocolate. So it was smoked pretzels dipped in chocolate.
Oh.
It's fantastic.
Joe, I knew I liked you for a reason. I really do. Well, I'll watch for my invite and
yes.
hopefully get on your holiday gift list. And we will continue our conversation on making grilling experts across the country all throughout this year. I very much appreciate your passion, and I'm certainly grateful for your knowledge. Oh, wait, last question. Thank you, Joe.
Yes.
I heard that Twin Eagles is launching a wood-fired pellet smoker that has an iPad touchscreen control, and I want it.
So do I.
I bet.
Everyone else has seen it. This is the most state-of-the-art pellet smoker in the industry today. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's all 304 high-polished stainless steel with a built-in iPad touchscreen control. It's going to be absolutely amazing, complete game changer in the barbecue industry.
That is awesome. Okay, we'll talk about it next time when you have more info and can say more. How's that?
Absolutely. Sounds great, Judy.
I appreciate it. Joe, thank you so much. The official pitmaster for Tweeny Girls Grills, he is Joe Pinnell. And I really don't believe there's a better grill on the market. I am very proud of, yes, I agree as well. I'm very proud of my partnership with Twin Eagles Grills. They manufacture premium grills, and it's the performance of the grilling system that really sets Twin Eagles apart. And it's quality and seamless, beautiful stainless steel construction that you see, feel, and trust. And I love that Twin Eagles Grills are made in the USA. They make this show possible, and for that, I am also full of gratitude. So when you're going to grill come summer, grill on the best, please. And learn more, of course, at TwinEaglesGrills.com. And stay tuned. Throughout the year, Joe is going to share his love and brilliance of grilling to make you a true barbecue master. Joe, I'll talk to you soon. And take a bite of pastrami for me, please.
Will do. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Joe. As the delicious conversation continues, there is more fabulous food in your radio right after this.
Whether you need bananas for lunch, tri-tip for dinner, or party goods for the weekend, you'll find everything you need at Smart & Final. Smart & Final has the low prices of a Walmart, the big sizes of a Costco without the membership fees, plus the freshness of your local supermarket. Smart & Final. Warehouse prices, big and small sizes.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones too. Like treating your taste buds to Granny Smith apples on sale $2.99 for a 3-pound bag. Or shake up your routine with a free $5 gift card when you spend $20 or more on beauty and personal care brands like Olay. And hop in for Easter candy variety packs like Cadbury and Kit Kat on sale 2 for $7. Get low prices on thousands of items today and every day. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
Hey, business owners, are you stuck in a contract for internet and phone service from AT&T? Well, if you are, then you're stuck with slower internet and more expensive prices. But not to worry, I'm here to help you out. If you switch to Spectrum Business, things are going to change significantly. You'll get 100 meg internet. That's up to 4 times faster than AT&T and reliable business voice. Plus, you'll save a lot of money every month, and that's kind of nice. Spectrum Business will buy out your current contract as well. That's right. Spectrum Business is going to help you get out of your contract so you can switch over to superior internet and voice services. And unlike AT&T, Spectrum Business doesn't require you to sign a contract. They don't charge you extra for taxes or fees either. There really isn't a reason to stay with AT&T if you think about it. So call 866-750-9726 and make the switch to Spectrum Business today. The number to call, 866-750-9726.
News, talk, evolve, 790 KABC.
Feeding your soul every weekend. Welcome back, Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio. Jules Aaron is committed to making the world more beautiful, and she believes that your glow comes from the inside out. In her new book release called Nourish and Glow, The Companion to Fresh and Pure, Jules creates a beauty kitchen where you can better your health and beauty by starting in the kitchen. Jules Aaron is back. She's the best-selling author of Zen and Tonic and Vegan Cheese. She's a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner with a master's degree, and she has true beauty. This is a two-part series, so stay tuned, because next month we're sharing insight into homemade beauty products. But first, we're talking about your outward appearance today and how what we eat contributes to it. Jules Aaron is here to dish, and I'm glad to have you. It's been too long. Hi, Jules.
Hi,
Chef Gwen. So happy to be here again.
Thank you. Congratulations. A 2-book release. Very impressive. And really insightful. I think from a very feminine perspective, I've really enjoyed reading about it. I found it very motivational. I wanted to run out and buy 80 things. You know, I have to put more sea vegetables into my diet for sure. But start off by telling us some insight into our skin, please, because you have some very practical but very Zen philosophies as well.
Yes. I mean, I'm just such a strong believer that our journey to well-being starts in the kitchen. And so the wholesome foods that come from the earth are where I start. Yes, I mean, in terms of the beauty kitchen that I, the beauty boosting foods that I mentioned in the book, things like berries and, raw cacao and, seeds and nuts and citrus, fruits, green leafy vegetables, of course. And then, of course, you mentioned earlier, sea vegetables. All of these are incredibly nourishing foods that will really feed us from the inside out.
So let's talk about some of the basics that we know and might have. You are a firm believer in coconut oil, right?
Yeah,
we know.
Absolutely.
We know dates are starting to gain more popularity and very prized as an energy booster.
Absolutely.
But one
and
of the
natural sweetener.
And a natural sweetener. But one of the things, as I alluded to, is sea vegetables. I always feel good when I buy seaweed salad, Jules. I feel like I'm making the right choice. And it's accurate, but you use kelp and kombu and spirulina as superfoods more often than most.
Yes. They're so packed with omega-3s and proteins and beauty minerals that really just nourish our skin, our hair, our nails. Like you mentioned, kelp, kombu, dulse, and wakame, and spirulina that comes in a powder form. There's absolutely no excuse for not using these to sprinkle on salads or cook in your broths and in your nourish bowls. Yes, a very, very important staple in my kitchen, at least.
And spirulina into your morning smoothie, right? Toasted in your granola, like everywhere.
Yes, absolutely. It's a powder. It's so easy to just include anywhere now.
Yeah, really important. And then sea vegetables. Just speak about cooking with them or incorporating the actual seaweed that we know of.
Yes. So, I mean, I absolutely love including them in my broth.
Okay.
So anytime I'm cooking a soup.
So an infusion of sorts.
Yes, an infusion in sorts, exactly. So you're just cooking up the seaweed with your stock vegetables,
uh-huh,
which you would in any other broth.
Right.
And it just turns into a very rich, nourishing broth. So, you know, while there's a huge bone broth craze going on, I'm on the seaweed broth train.
I like that train for sure. You bring us to talk about broths. There is a bone broth movement, but there are wonderful ways to take that to a very vegetarian side. And you share a healing mushroom broth. I've been traveling a ton. I can tell you I feel like I need nourishment, Jules. Like I need to reboot, detox, you know, cleanse, all of those good things. And the healing mushroom broth you talk about sounds restorative. And I love that. So talk mushrooms, please.
Yes. A mushroom broth is so just healing and rich in phytochemicals for adrenal support, and it helps with cellular recovery and stress management. I'm sure you've heard of adaptogens and adaptogenic mushrooms. So it's very easy to add those that come in powdered forms into your broth. You know, just to add a little extra boost, you know, and, but yes, I always start with a dried shiitake or maitake mushroom, blend, and I add, you know, filtered water and again, my stock vegetables and turn that into a wonderfully rich, healing mushroom broth. But like I said, those adaptogenic mushrooms that come in powdered form come in really handy, you know, for people that, you know, just don't have the time to spend cooking up dried mushrooms that will take a while to cook up.
Yeah, to infuse, of course. But I like the idea you use dried and fresh combined. So a package of dried and fresh sliced mushrooms that are available in the grocery store will suffice.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, yes, yes. There's no need. I mean, I mentioned adaptogenic mushrooms just for the simplicity of it, because sometimes just a scoop, a powdered scoop, helps. But yes, of course, you just go to the supermarket, get any mushrooms that are available, and yes, the dried mushrooms add just a little more of that flavor boost, but otherwise fresh mushrooms are absolutely wonderful.
So you make a plant-based, cholesterol-free version of mayonnaise, and it has all the good beautifying fats and minerals, and it's packed with protein. So teach us how, please.
Absolutely. So I would start with 1 cup of cashew nuts, and I soak those for about 2 hours just to get them nice and soft. And then you drain them very well. And you just add that 1 cup to 1 avocado that you peel and pit. And you add some lemon juice, 1/4 cup, 1/2 cup of olive oil, 1/2 cup of filtered water. Of course, a teaspoon of nutritional yeast. And of course, if you like it, a little more, you can always add more. There's no harm in that. I add a teaspoon of dry mustard for just for that flavor.
Yeah, the
tang. And, 2 teaspoons of sea salt. And I blend that all up in the blender and I transfer it to a glass jar, and you can keep that for up to a week in your fridge.
See, I think that's so smart. And I have to tell you, I have a thing for mayonnaise. So if you if you could curb my mayonnaise addiction with Avo Mayo, you will no doubt be a culinary hero. And I can't wait to try it. And I always
can't wait to hear.
Thank you. Yes. I always love when you grace this show. I really do believe that you share with great love the power of food to prevent aging, to aid in clear, beautiful skin. This is a 2-part series to share with you the newest insight from Jules Aaron, author and a best-selling author and beauty practitioner, really, straight from her kitchen. So with 75 recipes, Nourish and Glow, one of the 2 new releases from Jules Aaron, will encourage you to eat with beauty and mind. And the book is available everywhere. You can learn more at Jules Aaron. It's JulesAaron.com. You can follow Jules on social at Jules Aaron as well. And be sure to tune in, as you will hear Jules back here next month with insight into homemade beauty products. Because yes, I'm going to make my own facial moisturizer because of you, Jules. And I can't wait.
I look forward to it.
I do as well. Thank you for sharing your passion as always. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. And so that brings us to the end of another hour of delicious conversation. I'm grateful that you listened, and I hope you'll tune in every weekend. Find podcasts of shows you might have missed on iTunes and at chefjamie.com, and my daily dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, where I hope you'll become a fan and friend at Chef Jamie Gwen. Now, I like to leave you with my last bite for the hour, as I call it, my last ounce or tidbit of fabulous food for the weekend. There is no need to call in an entire sushi order just to get a bowl of miso soup, you know. With just 5 ingredients, you can make it so simply at home, and it takes 5 minutes. Seriously. I happen to love miso soup. It's like a guilt-free bowl of comfort. And it's usually made with dashi, which is easy to find. You actually dissolve it in water, and then in this particular recipe, you'll add more water to dilute it. But I recently read about a brilliant vegan substitution, and that is mushroom broth. So whether you make your own mushroom broth or buy some, you can make this so simple miso soup in just 5 minutes. And voila, you can sip and stir and sip and stir. and sip some more. You will need 4 cups of dashi or mushroom broth, 1/2 cup of white miso paste, some diced firm tofu, some dried seaweed sheets, and some green onions. And all you do is place the dashi or the mushroom broth in a stock pot, and you add 4 more cups of water to make 8 cups total. You bring it to a boil. You add all the rest of the ingredients, all 4 of them to be exact, and then you serve. It really is delicious. And you can even keep it hot in your slow cooker or your rice cooker, and you can keep warm, as we do hope it's going to heat up across the country soon. I will post the recipe on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Chef Jamie Gwen, and I'll meet you here next weekend where there will be more gastronomic inspiration and fabulous food in your radio. I'm Chef Jamie Gwen signing off, and I hope you continue to eat well.